Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The proposed government reforms are merely an internal struggle within the elite for power and authority in the name of the rights of the people. No one in the elite is sincere for the people. In the Khilafah, Islam's unitary structure protects the rights of the people through the implementation of Sharia. According to media reports, the drafting of the proposed government reforms is in its final stages, containing provisions relating to the creation of more administrative units within Pakistan, expansion of the powers and scope of the federation, a presidential system of government, and strengthening the local government system. However, no matter how attractively this amendment is presented in the media as a measure for securing the rights of the people, the reality is that it is nothing more than the ongoing struggle between politicians and the military elite for power, authority, resources, and influence, which has continued for the past nearly 8 decades. In this struggle, the people are being sold false dreams of a better future, even though neither of these two groups has any interest in public welfare, prosperity, or well-being. Instead, they seek to gain control over centers of power and resources. The people of Pakistan have continuously witnessed this spectacle of the struggle for power during various military or military-controlled hybrid periods and civilian periods. During military or military-controlled hybrid periods, the state media, paid intellectuals, and naive followers attempt to sell the people the narrative that a presidential system, strengthening of the local government system, and Western-educated technocrats instead of corrupt democratic political parties can provide better governance and facilities to the people through better, quote, performance. Through this narrative, the military leadership gains decisive control over all affairs. However, the people of Pakistan have repeatedly witnessed in practice that through the implementation of the Western capitalist system, the military class and a small privileged class connected to it have become richer and richer, while the people have been forced to live below the poverty line. And through the, quote, hard state, they are also prevented from raising their voices for their rights so that they cannot create any obstacle in the, quote, progress of a small elite class. Furthermore, we have already seen the presidential model in Pakistan as well as in other Muslim countries such as Syria, Turkey, Egypt, Sudan, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, Indonesia, Nigeria, the Maldives, and Mauritania. Thus, this Western system is not a new system for Muslims. In contrast, during civilian periods, the return to parliamentary model, weak local governments, and in recent periods, powerful provincial governments have been a practical formula for civilian control over power. The reality of this model is also not hidden from the people, where corrupt political parties have divided the provinces among themselves and distributed the national treasury among themselves. However, one matter is common in both models, and that is subservience to colonialism and governance through Western ideologies of disbelief. Thus, under both democratic forms of government, the IMF has maintained its dominance over Pakistan's economy to the extent that today 43%, almost half of Pakistan's budget, is being spent on the payment of interest, riba, to loan creditors, while the people's hard-earned money is taken away and paid to independent power producers, IPPs, and capacity payments. Under both types of models, the laws of disbelief of the English common law have continued to be enforced in Pakistan's courts, as a result of which millions of cases remain pending in the courts. The same situation exists in other sectors of the system as well, over which colonialism has complete control and to which neither the civilian nor military elite has any objection. Thus, the real struggle is over who will serve colonialism, while the people are nowhere to be found in this entire equation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already determined this complex matter of governance, including the determination of the rights of the ruler and the ruled, the state structure, the distribution of power, representation, accountability, the qualifications of the ruler, the duration of the ruler's rule, the procedure for removing rulers, and related matters. Islam governs through a unitary structure, rejecting the federal structure. The Ummah selects a Khalifa, Caliph, and gives him the Bay'ah on the condition that he implements the Sharia. It is the authority of the Khalifa to determine how he divides his single state into administrative units and appoints Wiley's governors over them. However, upon a complaint by the Council of the Ummah or a Council of the Wilaya, it is obligatory upon the Khalifa to remove the Wali. The Khalifa directly appoints an Amil over cities, or if he wishes, delegates this authority to his Walis. In the Khilafa, the resources of all regions are shared and not the property of any particular province. They are spent collectively on the Ummah so that all regions of the state of the Khilafa benefit from equal development. Uniform laws apply throughout all parts of the Khilafa. However, administrative affairs are conducted through a policy of decentralization in consideration of better performance and local needs. These are merely a few laws relating to the state structure prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which give rise to powerful, strong, highly efficient, stable, and robust governance. Hizb al-Tahrir has presented before the Ummah a complete constitution of the Khilafah state consisting of 191 articles derived from the Noble Quran and the Prophetic Sunnah, with detailed Sharia evidences presented for every article. So why should we continue to wander aimlessly among the different models of disbelief within democracy? O people of military power and protection in Pakistan, the real problem of Pakistan is the strong grip of colonialism over our affairs and the fact that all our matters are not being decided according to Islamic Sharia, which amounts to a betrayal of our kalima of truth, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. However, the civilian and military elite have no concern for this. Instead, their only concern is their own power, for the continuation of which they are working day and night. The time has come for you, instead of remaining silent spectators, to fulfill your responsibility and seize power from these corrupt elites and hand it over to its rightful claimant. Hizb al-Tahrir, which is equipped with complete preparation for the establishment of the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, and stands before you with a complete plan. Therefore, step forward and play your role in fulfilling this obligation. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَلَيْسَ فِي عُنُقِهِ بَيْعَةً مَاتَ مِيتَةً جَاهِلِيَّةً. Whoever dies while there is no bay'ah of a khalifa around his neck dies the death of jahiliyyah. Sahih Muslim. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.